Heart of God, the new one from Zach Williams. He's coming in concert with Ben Fuller. Don't miss him on December 11th. We had a contest giving away tickets last week, and Jackie and her daughter Chloe winning a chance for the Eat and Greet dinner. So that's going to be pretty great as well. Creative stuff there, December 11th at the Pablo Center. Best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Kanz on the line from jasonkanz.com. Our neuropsychologist friend from Marshfield Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, when's the last time you were at the Pablo Center?
Well, does that include dropping off my...
No.
My kid?
No.
Okay. I think probably early summer we went and saw Matilda.
Okay.
Which was there. And I think that was the last time I was at the Pablo Center.
You know, I'm asking you that question, and I don't even know. Even as those words come out of my mouth, I'm like, I don't know what I would say. Like the last time I was there.
Yeah.
So I
You've
remember
been there, though.
Being there for the comedic concert in the past that I think we were both there for.
Right. Tim Hawkins.
Tim Hawkins, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I my next time being there will be Saturday.
Oh, what's coming?
So, Anastasia, the okay. Broadway musical, is going to be playing there this weekend.
Nice, so. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there is so much that, you know, typically we're pressing on in Romans as we share scripture yes. and from letters to the beloved. But I got to mm-hmm. say, just in terms of Mental Health Monday concept, I mean, it's so... taxing externally and internally. It just seems like things are tough these days. And another horrible story overnight here about a school shooting in Russia. So, I mean, it just is. Yeah. I know more and more people are like, I just don't do the news, you know? So it's but
yeah.
trying to tend to our mental health here as we head into the week is an important thing.
Yeah. And you know, there's something to be said for the I'm not going to listen to the news. Portion, but I, you know, at the same time, I also want to be informed. For me personally, want to be informed about what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is often how to not allow or not let that lead to hopelessness. And yeah, I'm reminded of Stephen Curtis Chapman's song about where he talks about, you know, really enjoying God's presence, being up on the mountain. Loving being up there, being in God's presence. And yet, I still need to go back down into the valley.
Yeah.
You know? And it's one of my favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. And
you know what you just did there? When you invoke a song during this, it
right. You're
leads
bring
to
it. Up.
Yeah. I just did.
I mean, that's a good one.
It's ready to go. All right. We got Romans 6, 9 through 11.
Yeah. So that reads... If I can find the right page here. Romans 6, 9 to 11 says, pray like this. Our Father, nope, that's the wrong one. I'm in Matthew. Let me pull up Romans. I'm in the wrong
place. Maybe
spot.
I rushed
Romans
a little
6,
too quickly this morning. All right.
No, you're good. I was just in the wrong place. We are sure because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus.
Yeah. And so from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved on the New Testament, on those three verses, Romans 6, 9 through 11, he says, my son who is raised from the dead will never die again. Death has no claim on him. He willingly accepted death to break sin's stranglehold, but life in the Trinity is always lived in perfect union. Let me just pause and say, I think that's really cool. And can I say, I wish that was in the Bible, but even the word,
yeah.
the word Trinity, like that's not in scripture. I mean, the concept
right.
is there. You and I are, you know, jump up and down believers in that.
Yep.
But you know, I love the blatancy and the directness. It's just not the way it unfolds in scripture though. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I'm trying to highlight a little bit of what's
right.
going on in scripture.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. You go on and say, I know how easy it is for you to forget this truth. Remind yourself daily you are dead to sin and alive to me because of Jesus. So.
Yeah. Yeah, again, remember this, you know, the idea that life in the Trinity has always been lived in perfect union. You know, I think that's the what we're called into, and that's, I think, what we're promised is a perfect, you know, perfect relationships at some point, you know, and to strain for those or strive for stronger relationships now, I think, is what we're invited into.
In fact, your book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, based on John 13 through 17, and you have a devotional, too, on those five chapters. Yeah. But, I mean, it there's a chapter on Trinitarian relating. Now, somebody might say, okay, the way for us to relate as the Trinity, I believe that totally is God's heart, yet all of us can look at our relationships, and if we're honest, we go, well, I'm nowhere near that. So how do you get there?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, prayer and striving and recognizing that love is what motivates us.
And thinking on the way the Trinity does relate. What's the, it's such an, such an other-centeredness, you know?
Yes, that's exactly the phrase that I was thinking too.
There we go.
Other-centeredness.
All right, well, go see that bee sculpture in downtown Eau Claire, okay?
Yes, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
There we go. Well, I had mentioned a couple of themes because Kent McCord from 1 Adam 12 was turning 80 years old today, and so it's an old TV drama from the 70s. Remember this? That show did not really get the ratings that this one did, though, really. Little House on the Prairie. Mary is all grown up now. She's 60. Not as old as Kent at 80, but she's... It's a milestone birthday, 60. Ah, Little House on the Prairie. We did this whole TV thing in the last year, and we asked, basically, polling WIB listeners, what was your favorite show of all time? This is what won, starring Michael Landon, Karen Grassley, and the girls, including the birthday girl today, Melissa Sue Anderson, who played Mary Ingalls, and she is 60. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. 6:45, WWIB, 45 degrees. And from the great state of Michigan, where the Lions almost were going to beat the Vikings yesterday. It just didn't happen.
You just can't help yourself.
I'm just reporting NFC North news. Nah,
it's it's like Shakespeare in the Park. It's just a tragedy every week, you know.
I think a lot of Packer fans, and we were rooting for the Lions yesterday. Sorry, man.
Well, you guys root for us because we're no good. If we were good, all of a sudden, you'd hate us, you know.
I mean, you can't help but root. You can't help but root for Dan Campbell.
What's the topic for today?
We were actually going to talk about. You had a fish tank story for me.
Yeah, so my sermon yesterday was on fish tanks.
It's really?
I can't cover the whole thing in a 5-minute segment here, but
okay.
I started with talking about fish tanks. You know, I get very emotional about fish tanks because I sort of associate them with the love and care of my dad. And we were kids. I had, like, really bad asthma, so I missed a lot of school. I was sick all the time.
Wow.
And my dad, he built this. He was, like, a welder, and he built this fish tank out of, like, all this stuff that he had laying around the shop, you know?
Uh-huh.
And what he did is he built the fish tank. It was this big tank, and then he went out to the lake near where we live. He caught a bunch of fish. He put them in the tank, and then he gave me his ice fishing poles. And let me fish out of the fish tank as a kid because I was, like, missing school for, like, 2 weeks, you know.
Wow.
So I kind of started that story, and the whole sermon was basically about God's grace and how, you know, it surrounds us. We're like fish in a tank. We live in it. We breathe in it. And sometimes the tank gets a little cloudy, and we need to kind of, like, clean it up. But we are, you know. We are swimming in the Father's care and love.
Hmm.
So I'm kind of thinking I'm going to write the blog about that this week. If, you know, I'm still kind of working it out, but I don't know. I just get very emotional around fish tanks, which the people at Petco probably think I'm strange crying in front of a fish tank, you know.
I mean, I've not.
Like, what's wrong with that?
I haven't heard that before, but is your dad still living?
Yeah, he is. He is. But, you know, yeah, he's doing good. He's hanging in there, so.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the sermon yesterday.
Okay.
And I've just been thinking a lot about it. And, you know, my son loves Finding Nemo. So it's just the whole father-son thing. So.
Right.
And And Mr. Rogers, he always fed the fish. You know, he had.
Right.
He had time for the fish.
Right.
So, anyways, that's where I'm at this morning, Mark.
It's a little bit more sentiment. I mean, just a little bit more emotional and maybe spiritually substantive than we usually have. So I'm just kind of.
Yeah, usually we're, you know, talking about the Lions losing. You blow a foghorn when one of my jokes bombs, you know.
We do have a joke from Vicky and Eau Claire for you this morning.
Perfect.
And we'll close it out with a little bit of Finding Nemo taking us to Crowder. So here we go. If you believe only 1.25% of the scriptures, does that make you an atheist? You got to think about it. It's a little bit of a mess.
Wait, is this a joke or a theological riddle?
I don't think...
Say that again?
If you believe only 1.25% of the scriptures or 12.5% of the scriptures, does that make you an atheist?
A one-eighth theist. Okay, got it.
That takes us to the idea, if you have to explain a joke, it's just not going to make it.
I enjoy a good explanation. And I was thinking, too, like, what does this have to do with Finding Nemo?
Nothing.
I'm having fish tonight!
103.7 WWIB.
All right, well, weekend recap WWIB. I think the best new thing I did over the weekend, Caleb, was attempting to make something new in the kitchen. Yes, cabbage soup was, for me it just works. I'm a soup guy. I mean, that's the thing, really, and...
It is that time of year.
It is that time of year. So one large cabbage, two small onions, maybe medium. I did this morning as I saw the cans of stewed tomatoes, I'm like, oh, I guess I was supposed to put those in there. So those never made it in.
But did it turn out? Sometimes it turned out.
It was helped by Grace giving it some red pepper because I put the bag of Lipton onion soup mix in, but then she's like, well, what other seasonings? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a seasoning guy. So I'm like, I just want to put garlic salt on everything. So
well, that's good too.
She put some red pepper. That got it. Maybe it needs a little meat. Apparently next time it's going to have sausage.
Okay, sure.
The Badger game, wishful thinking. Watch some of that. That was a downer. The Packer game held on. Nice to get the victory over Brady and the Bucks.
So it was a really quiet weekend for us. Honestly, we didn't do a whole lot because a couple members of the household sick. And so we kind of just stayed in. But there's something about staying in and just... resting and resting together, because when everybody's either tired or sick, I know it was a really late night for me getting back home from the Chi High victory out at New Richmond. And so, man, I was tired. My wife was tired and not feeling well. Cooper wasn't feeling well. So, had a good time going out, doing some necessary errands with Nora. Shopping with her is always an adventure because there's some things that I don't plan on being in the cart that end up in the cart. But anyway, I mean, my four-year-old, again, she is little girl through and through. She loves clothes. Mm-hmm. She loves shopping for anything. And so, you know, that's always kind of a highlight, too, to be able to just have one-on-one time with any of the children. And so, I enjoyed that. She ended up coming home with things that we didn't go out planning to get. But it's fun to be her dad. It's fun to...
she is a special little girl.
Yeah, be a part of all my children's lives in a one-on-one fashion. Can't get much better than that, so...
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, Make Us Laugh Monday. Again, Keith so far set the bar. He had a very funny joke. We have to get that back on the air between now and 9 again. But my first of three jokes this morning, and I got two solid, and truthfully, as we start, I'm still kind of deciding on the third one. So here we go. My wife... Yeah, she thinks it's strange that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm. I'll tell you what, it'd be a lot less weird if you just let me in.
I actually really like that. Oh, man. Maybe going along with that, I do some research here and there. And interesting and fun fact, a shark will only attack you if you're wet.
That's also just steer clear of that.
Okay. Two more each.
Yeah, here we go. My next one, I'm not trying to make waves with this opinion. I'm really not. But I just honestly, deep down, believe the Dove chocolate tastes way better than their soap.
Those are good. Man. You were 2 for 2 so far, my friend. So a car hits a middle-aged man, and the paramedic says, "Are you comfortable?" The man says, "Yeah, I make a good living." Okay, I really do like that one.
There you go.
At least they make me laugh. If no
here
one
we
else.
Go. I'm kind of limping. And Mikey, a painter, limped into church covered in bruises, cuts, and bloodied scrapes. "What happened to you?" his friend asked. "Ah, I fell off a 50-foot ladder," Mikey said. "You're pretty fortunate. You could have been killed." "Not really," says Mikey. "I was only on the first rung."
Oh, man.
All right, and one more for me. This is another one that I used up at Cumberland at Northern Lakes Church. How did the hipster burn the roof of his mouth? The hipster, how'd he burn the roof of his mouth? He bit into his pizza before it was cool.
Uh-huh.
All right. So usually Thursdays are mowing days for me, Havel, because a lot of times I'm gone on Friday. Mm-hmm. And what happened this week was that my mower gave up the ghost, and not in a way that I expected, right? Because usually it's something mechanical, something with the engine or spark plugs or
oil changes,
wires or something.
Sure.
Oh, you can tell we're not. But anyway, usually something happens that's beyond my ability to repair, and I just say, okay, it's done for. Well, this time, like, it truly happened. 5 minutes into my mowing job, the wheel fell off, and not just, oh, there's something that needs to be tightened. I probably could tighten, like, a screw or, a nut or washer or whatever. But no, the front right wheel on my mower literally sheared off. Like, I could see it was wobbling a little bit, and I thought, oh, that probably needs to be tightened somehow. But it actually sheared off the frame of the mower. Like, it just fell and went rolling away.
Here's the thing. You had perseverance, you had determination, and so what did you do?
Well, so this is the thing, too. I had skipped mowing the lawn the week before because my wife had kind of said, you know what, it's probably all right, and if she gives me a pass and says that, hey, it's okay, you can skip it, it's not one of my favorite things to do. So I had skipped it for a week, so the lawn was at the point where it's not bad, but it needed to be done. And so now it's getting dark because I'd already gone for a walk.
And you had it partially cut already, so that's really kind of awkward.
Well, and partially cut like 5 minutes in, so just the way back. But so I realized, you know, it created grooves in the lawn with that front part of the frame where the wheel was supposed to be. I mean, dug little ditches and divots. So what I had to do to finish mowing the lawn, because it needed it, was I had to push one side of the handle down, hold the other up.
Wow.
It kind of does a number on your back, but I carried, basically pushed and carried my lawnmower for the next 45 to 50 minutes across my lawn again and again, and I got that done.
It calls to mind like an injured runner in a race. You may have only had 3 wheels on your lawnmower, but you were determined you were going to get the Swenson lawn cut in Chippewa Falls.
And it was done. Now, when daylight came, the next day, I saw how horrible a job I actually did because it was dark and kind of uneven.
Yes.
But the lawn is mowed, and now the person on Facebook Marketplace, now Tuna, please message me back. I would like to buy your mower. All right, we're bringing it back. This is a joke that I have not heard yet,
but
you said it was fantastic from our friend Keith on the listener line at 715-396-1670 on a Make Us Laugh Monday.
So, joke I thought of after the thunderstorm last Monday. So there's a bad storm going on. Little Tommy scared, so he went to mom and dad's room, and he gets there, and mom goes, "What's wrong, Tommy?" He goes, "I'm afraid of this storm." She goes, "Honey, it's okay." She said, "Just go back to your room, crawl back in bed. God will be with you." So little Tommy turns and starts to walk away, and he turns, comes back to the door, and mom goes, "Now what?" He goes, "Well, I thought maybe I'd stay here with Daddy, then you could go to my room and be with God." Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, man.
I like it. Well, on a Make Us Laugh Monday, how'd you like to have a teacher, Caleb, who gave you extra credit for jokes?
Really?
We found such a teacher sharing some of these jokes on TikTok. Here we go.
Did you hear about the two people that stole a calendar? They each got 6 months. Why would someone give a little pony some water? Because he's a little horse. Why is the math book so unhappy? It's got a lot of problems. Do trees poop? Well, of course they do. How else would we get number two pencils? I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. The existence of watermelons can only mean that there is an earth melon, a fire melon, and an air melon. These are the Ella melons. Why can't dinosaurs clap? Because they're dead.
Students have some great sense of humor. Apparently, yeah. Their teacher does too.
A lot of creativity.
I mean, it, you know, it's good to have laughter right in the classroom. And you never know what some of those kids are walking through, what they might be going through day by day. And so for a teacher to say, hey, let's bring some smiles and laughter on maybe a daily basis or weekly basis, I think it's great.
Don't you learn more when you have fun? And we've said, you've came up with this, that the focus of this show is truth wrapped in fun, right?
So. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, inform and inspire and entertain as well, too. I mean, it is entertainment, what we do. And so hopefully as we're walking alongside you, we never, ever want to take the place of your church. But, yeah, between Sundays or Sundays and Wednesdays and stuff, too, we want to walk alongside you in your faith and say, you know what? It's good to smile. It's good to laugh. That's why God gave us that ability, too, even as we praise him and worship in song.
There you go.